When people talk about essential cooking techniques, at the top of the heap is roasting. It's an instinctual act. Long ago, we roasted over live fire. Now, most of us have evolved to the less tricky heat of the oven. You turn it on, pop in the roast, and go. Well, not so fast. There are a few things to understand about the act of roasting. WNYC's Leonard Lopate turned to the technique-obsessed Michael Ruhlman, author of Ruhlman's How to Roast, Foolproof Techniques, and Recipes for the Home Cook.
Welcome back, Michael.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Isn't roasting a kind of primordial thing?
It is. It originally meant over flame. And it wasn't until the invention of the oven that roast and bake became the same thing.
So roasting and baking are the same thing? Or is it a difference of a matter of temperature, time?
No, it's semantic. Basically, I divide it into baking is anything with flour or eggs. Roasting is just about anything else, usually protein or vegetables.
We wouldn't say we had a baked chicken.
No, and you wouldn't say I had a roasted cake.
But in the end, it's the same. One of the problems I've had with roasting and baking is not all ovens are the same.
That's a very good point. And while I was working on the Bouchon Bakery cookbook with Thomas Keller and his executive chef of Bouchon Bakery, Sebastian, one of the things Sebastian always said was, know your oven. All ovens are different. They behave differently. You need to pay attention to how your own oven behaves.
How do you go about evaluating an oven?
By using it. And you can actually test your oven by buying some Pillsbury biscuits and putting them on sheet trays and baking them for exactly the right time that the instructions say. Those recipes have been heavily tested. And you can see if they're underdone, your temperature's a little low. Or if it's overdone, your temperature's a little high. That's a way to test your oven.
Aren't there also hot spots within ovens?
That's where you find the hot spots. So you put the biscuits throughout the sheet pan and you see where the hot spots are.
Some of them wind up being a lot darker than the other.
Exactly.
You don't know why they're all in the same pan.
Exactly.
So isn't that taken care of by simply rotating the pan?
And that's why many recipes instruct you to do just that, to avoid the hot spot issue. And if you have a convection oven, which blows the air around in there, you have less problem with that.
So do you like convection ovens?
I do like convection ovens, especially for roasting. Like roasting a chicken, part of the thing that you want to do is you want to dehydrate the skin so it becomes crispy. And in order to do that, you need the steam that is lifting off the chicken as it roasts to be pushed away so that's a hot air, and so you get a really crisp chicken skin. So I do like convection.
You say that pan roasting is a practice common in restaurants, but that more people should do it at home.
Yes.
What kind of pan do you prefer?
Certainly one without a plastic handle. you can't do it. You need it. Every kitchen should have stainless steel or cast iron pans that they can put in the oven. So I usually use a cast iron pan for pan roasting.
Mm-hmm. And is there a problem with sticking?
Not if you do it right. The sticking issue, which people worry about, is a matter of getting your pan hot enough before you put the meat in. And then, importantly, not moving that meat around because you're afraid it's going to stick. It needs to caramelize on the bottom, and then itself will release from the bottom of the pan.
You got in trouble when you did a blog about roast chicken with the headline, America Too Stupid to Cook. What were you trying to say there?
I was trying to say that we're taught that cooking is hard, that we're too stupid to cook. And we're taught this by food preparers and food processors who want us to buy their pre-cooked food. We'll make your life easier and less stressful. Well, we've been doing this for years, and are our lives easier, less stressful? No, they're more stressful. We're less healthy.
Is it that hard to roast a chicken?
No. You salt it. You put something in the cavity or tie its legs together, and you put it in a 450, 425 degree oven for an hour, and that's it. And about the cavity, it's important that somebody, either you trust the bird or you stick an onion or a lemon in there, because the hot air that circulates within the cavity overcooks the breasts, and that's why breasts are so often overcooked when we roast a chicken. And then I like that the skin sticks to the bottom of the pan when I pull the chicken off, because it gives me a good fond to make a wine and water pan sauce with some onion and carrot while the bird rests. It's very important to let the bird rest at least 15 minutes. It'll stay hot inside for 30 minutes. Don't worry about it cooling down. The bird actually finishes cooking outside the oven. The juices redistribute, the heat evens out throughout the chicken, and it makes it a finished, perfect bird.
Now, many people insist that you baste the bird as it is roasting.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I baste it, but if I'm not around and I'm doing something else, I don't. But I like to baste it because that hot fat delivers heat to the skin and helps get that really crispy crust. And if you add some thyme to that fat and garlic to that fat and then baste the chicken, it will add more flavor to it.
There's always a matter of when it's done. Should you use a meat thermometer? Should you just cut along the leg?
No. What you should do is pull the pan out of the oven and using a flat-edged wooden spoon or some sort of implement, tilt the chicken so that the juices run out. And if they're really bloody, it's not done. When they're clear, it's completely done.
You also have a number of recipes for roasting vegetables. Brussels sprouts, you think that's the best way to eat Brussels sprouts?
My children will not eat boiled Brussels sprouts, but if you roast Brussels sprouts in bacon fat, I guarantee your kids will eat the Brussels sprouts.
You use a low-sided pan.
Yes, because that keeps the air circulating around, and you want the vegetables to brown, and it won't brown if there's too much moisture.
And if you're doing roasted root vegetables, you say that adding a sprinkling of red wine vinegar is important. Is there a chemical reaction?
No, it's because they often tend to be so sweet when they're roasted, and that's to season them to offset the sweetness, especially if you're using beets, which is a great vegetable to roast with roasted vegetables.
If you're doing the other vegetables, do you put the salt on before you start roasting, or do you wait until you think that they're pretty much done?
I salt before they go into the oven. I salt everything before I start cooking it.
Michael Ruhlman, thank you so much for being with us.
Delighted to be here.
Michael Ruhlman is the author of How to Roast, Foolproof Techniques and Recipes for the Home Cook. Leonard Lopate is host of WNYC's The Leonard Lopate Show, where you can find more great food segments and recipes at WNYC.org. Be sure to check out the recipe Michael left for us for roasted pineapple with vanilla ice cream and caramel sauce. It's at splendidtable.org.